Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink Blue and Light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and the gyms may not be full, but there's definitely no shortage of madness this college basketball season. For us fans, the college basketball powers that be have gifted us with a top matchup. This weekend, Gonzaga and Baylor will be going at it for what could be the nation's top ranking. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is bringing you closer to the action with this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all college basketball fans who sign up now the chance to win $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win this clash. Download the top-rated sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up for your shot to turn $1 into $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win. That's right. Bet a dollar, win $100. Use promo code KSN during sign-up to take advantage of these great offers for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And it is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Bob Flounders, Andrew P. Shea. Ross Tucker will be along in a bit for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Guys, it's a much better week. We've got a victory against Michigan, heading into Rutgers, all kinds of winning momentum, right, Bob?
Hey, you got to start somewhere, and it's just so 2020, right, that the one place that Penn State wins comfortably all season is the place which has been a house of horrors, you know, prior to this year when they go out to Michigan with some good teams. They got skunked, and so naturally in 2020 when they're 0-5 and everyone's expecting them maybe to go 0-6. They're in control of that game from the start. They don't turn the ball over thanks to the bold prediction of Andrew Shea, who nailed it, or one of you guys nailed it. Kudos. But it was a very un-Penn State-like performance in the best possible way, and hopefully it could be another un-Penn State-like performance Saturday at Rutgers. But protect the ball and give Rutgers fits.
Andy, it was your bold prediction that there wouldn't be a turnover. Yeah. I was the one, though, who said if they don't have turnovers, they will win. But, Andy, there were no turnovers, but it seemed like a rather conservative offense. Is that how you look at it? And is this the formula for this team going forward?
Well, yeah, you said you said they would win, and I was like, well, yeah, if they're going to win, they can't turn the ball over. But anyway, just poking fun at you, Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back to the tape, Andy.
It was if you're going to play Sean Clifford, right, and obviously they had committed to play Sean as their quarterback. If you're going to play him, you have to go under based on his, you know, first four games that less is more, right? In other words, the only way you're going to get a better effort out of Sean is to scale down everything and make it less. Try and make him good at three or four things instead of try and making him okay or adequate at eight things. That's the only way you could do it. I mean, he got a lot of help from the running backs. I think Michigan didn't play a very spirited game. You know what I mean? Like, how shall I put that gently, Bob? I don't know how. I don't think Michigan really cared, or they didn't play like that game mattered to them. And Penn State did, right? To their credit. Give Penn State all the credit. They were the 0-5 team and played like, you know, they were on life support. And
well, Andy, that's the thing, though. When you win, it always looks like you've played with more spirit, you know. And when you get the lead, you know, that comes with it. But, you know, we can't talk about a game without talking about some time management issues. And, you know, this week, I know we're supposed to talk about the news, and what struck me was in his news conference, Coach James Franklin said the red zone offense, Bob, needs to be more creative. Is that why he's paid the big bucks?
I just think there was a concerted effort by some reporters. They just wanted to know who was the genius that spiked the ball. Was it, did Sean do it on his own? Was it the OC? Was it James? And James did admit the call came from the sideline. Of course it did. James is a CEO. He is a control freak. He obviously ordered the code red. It did not go well. I just think that it's not going to get any better because he just won't cede control. He needs somebody in his ear. He needs a handler. It's not going to happen. But I will say this. It's important because the last two road games, it didn't hurt them against Michigan, but it really hurt them against Nebraska, unable to really get better in the red zone, especially with the passing game. Not very creative, not a lot of surprises, a lot of fades, and you just can't give away possessions when you get inside the 10-yard line like that.
Well, I think you got to give them kudos for actually being creative. There's not a lot of other teams who throw fade passes to short wide receivers. So
Jimmy game loaded for the show.
Oh, unfiltered Jimmy today.
Woo!
I'm sorry, but that frustrates me, and I don't think I'm alone in thinking that. All right, Andy, let's talk about more positive things. Let's go to the glass half full. And we saw a huge game from Kayvon Lee, true freshman running back. And James Franklin in his press conference wasn't ready to hand over the keys to the running back room to him. But you had to be impressed by what he did.
Well, from early on when they first lost Noah Cain and you already knew Journey Brown was out, when you saw all three backs play, you know, in the first game and in the second game, you were like, why isn't 24 on the field more? Making no judgment of any one of the three, or just knowing that, okay, one's a true, two are a true freshman and one's a redshirt freshman. They're all on equal footing. You're going to see all of them. Which one looks like he's got a little more, you know, pop as a running back right now? And it, from the first five carries, it was always looked like Lee to me. I was like, Lee should be getting the ball more. Shouldn't Lee be getting the ball more? I would be playing Lee, but because he always looked like the running back capable of doing that. And I mean, he did get some help all along, even though they have regressed and struggled at times. The offensive line could always run block. We knew that last year. You knew that this year. If they got in a situation where they could actually run the ball for success, which they were able to do against Michigan, that helped as well.
It was a nice team effort with that improvement. Offensive line was better. I was really impressed with the tight end blocking. That really stuck out. Bob, are we now seeing the switch over to all these youngsters? We've got true freshmen and redshirt freshmen in Parker Washington and Caden Wallace and the two tight ends and the two running backs. And this is after a year or two where we thought it was subpar recruiting, Bob.
Yeah, I think part of it is necessity just because of some of the personnel losses. And I think part of it is these guys can play and Penn State knows it. You know, you talked about it. Parker Washington has clearly established himself as a Big Ten receiver. Very good hands. He runs good routes. You know, 9 catches for 93 yards. You know, Sean Clifford, you can say, obviously trust him. They really don't have a tight end they can throw to yet. They're using him more as blockers. So it's really a two-man receiver game, and Parker kind of has earned his role. Caden Wallace, I think, at right tackle. I think the offensive line took a big step forward when they committed to playing him. I think he's going to be really good. I like both him and Rasheed Walker. One of the things that got a little bit overlooked in the Michigan game is, you know, they haven't had Tariq Castro Fields for like a month. Keaton Ellis has played sparingly. They went through that whole game with just three corners, and one of them was Daquan Hardy, who's a second-year corner, who I don't think he was really targeted for a very big role this year, but he actually played pretty well. He got beat on a on one play down the field, but he was actually in position. The guy made a really nice play. But I think he's played well. To your point, I think it is necessity, but I also think when they throw these guys in there, Kevon Lee and Keziah Holmes too, they've shown that they deserve to be out on the field. And to Andy's point, I'm not so sure that even with Devin Ford available, I think that Kevon Lee probably is their best back, and I think he should get the majority of the carries.
It will be interesting, even though James Franklin will, I think he even put it out as an or in the depth chart, but it's really about who he actually plays, not what they put in the depth chart. I get the feeling we're going to see a lot of Kevon Lee this coming week. Andy, there was another statement that James Franklin made in the press conference this week. He pointed out that a couple teams that were able to get in their spring training practices were Northwestern and Indiana, two teams that have excelled this year, played above expectations. Do you think that's really a big issue for these teams?
No. It's just, give him, a couple of armor shields and deflect and deflect and deflect. And it is a reason, right? At its core, he's not wrong. 95% of teams in this country, college football teams, dealt with the same thing. It is. It hurts everybody. It is not a deflection shield, coach. I'm sorry. It is a reason that everybody has dealt with, but everybody is dealing with it on a level playing field. You just didn't handle it as well as everybody else, or most everybody else. That's just the bottom line. That's not personal. It's professional. Your team didn't perform very well without the absence of spring practice. That's a reflection on you to a degree, and it's not a deflectable excuse. I'm sorry.
All right, real quick, I wanted to get in one last topic, Bob. Mm-hmm. Big Ten seems to be paying the price again for this late start, not being able to make up games.
Right.
There's some talk of changing the rules a bit to make sure Ohio State gets to a championship game.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
They're absolutely going to bend the rules if they have to. They want Ohio State eligible for that playoff. I don't know how it's going to come out. All I know is I don't think Jim Harbaugh is a big fan of Kirk Herbstreit right now. I just have a sense that maybe Jim Harbaugh might have an axe to grind with Kirk Herbstreit they might just opt out of the game and throw up the white flag. That might happen, and I think they might have a talk about that.
That is very, very interesting, but who knows? Jim Harbaugh may have one foot out of Ann Arbor anyway. That at the very least is going to be a topic of conversation in Michigan during the off season. All right, that is it, guys, for quarter number one. You will both be back quarter number four. Next up, we bring in the big guy, Ross Tucker, for Tucker's Tape. Stay tuned for that. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up for your shot to turn $1 into $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win. That's code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.